In recent times, we've reported on the huge demand for mental health professionals due to the 2019 bushfires and the pandemic. Children haven't been immune. Psychologists working in the New South Wales schools say they can't keep up with the caseload, and they're warning unless something's done about their working conditions, efforts to boost their numbers will fail and kids will miss out. Nick Grimm reports.
As a school psychologist, it's Erin Kremer's job to try to ensure kids in need aren't left wanting. But it's not easy.
It is incredibly draining. It is an extremely busy job.
And getting even busier, especially when COVID and other public emergencies have been turning the lives of so many children and their parents upside down.
A typical day for me would be seeing up to 7 students, and that can be on any number of issues. So I could be seeing a student who has eating disorder issues, anxiety, depression, undiagnosed mental health, grief counselling. There's a myriad of factors.
For Erin Kremer, the trouble is there's too few school psychologists to go around to meet the need identified last week by the Federal Parliament's Select Committee on Mental Health and Suicide Prevention. Among the recommendations in its final report, increasing the number of school psychologists to 1 for every 500 students at school. The chair of the inquiry, Government MP Dr Fiona Martin, is a trained psychologist herself and has spoken of the need to do more.
So it's really important that we really focus on children and providing early intervention for children who have any early signs so that we can provide them with the skills that they need to be able to cope.
In New South Wales, school psychologist numbers are currently around half the recommended ratio, or 1 for every 1,000 children. But attracting and keeping more trained professionals to work in schools is difficult when they face a heavy workload, temporary contracts and job insecurity. Stuart Little is the General Secretary of the state's Public Service Association.
I mean, you're not going to stay working in a school when, you know, every term you see the teachers go off on holidays and you have to worry about whether you have a job when they return. You know, as I said, we need an award that gives tenure to these people and that makes sure that we pay them the paying conditions that are conducive to having them stay working within the school education system.
In contrast, school counsellors, who are teachers who've retrained as psychologists, are doing the same work as school psychologists, the union says, but on more attractive employment conditions.
There needs to be more support out there and more resources.
Erin Kremer believes anything that can be done to attract more psychologists to work in schools will make a difference.
And we're looking at kids that could have a neurological disorder that they need to have a diagnosis for so they can be provided with the proper support in a learning environment.
School psychologist Erin Kremer. Nick Grimm reporting there.